26th Sunday in Year B, a reading from the book of Numbers. Then the Lord descended in the cloud. He spoke to Moses and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. When the spirit came on them, they prophesied, but only once. Two men had stayed back in the camp. One was called Eldad and the other Medad. The spirit came down on them, although they had not gone to the tent. Their names were enrolled among the rest, and they began to prophesy in the camp. A young man ran to tell Moses this, saying, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. Joshua, son of Nun, who had served Moses since he was a boy, spoke up and said, My lord Moses, stop them! Moses replied, Are you jealous on my account? If only all the Lord's people were prophets, because the Lord has given them his spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The decrees of the Lord are steadfast. They give wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The fear of the Lord is pure, abiding forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are, all of them, righteous. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. So in them your servant finds instruction. Great reward is in their keeping. But who can detect their own errors? From hidden faults acquit me. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. From presumption restrain your servant. May it not rule me. Then shall I be blameless, clean from grave sin. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. A reading from the letter of St. James. Well now, you rich, lament and wail at the miseries that are coming to you. Your wealth is rotting, your clothes are moth-eaten, your gold and silver are rusting away, and the same rust will be a witness against you and eat into your body like fire. You have stored up treasure in the final days. See how the wages of the laborers mowing their fields, which you have held back, are crying out against you. The cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord Sabaoth. On earth you have had a life of comfort and luxury. On a day of slaughter you went on eating to your heart's content. You condemned and killed the righteous one. He does not resist you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Make us holy in the truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. John said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us driving out demons in your name, and because he does not follow us, we tried to stop him. But Jesus said, Do not stop him. No one who works a deed of power in my name could soon afterwards speak evil of me. Anyone who is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you a cup of water to drink, because you bear the name of Christ, then, Amen, I say to you, that person will most certainly not lose the reward. But anyone who causes one of these little ones who have faith to stumble will be better thrown into the sea with a great millstone round the neck. And if your hand should cause you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than to have two hands and go to hell, into the fire that can never be put out. And if your foot should cause you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye should cause you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and their fire is not extinguished. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.